SD 2020-00169, a preliminary and final plat. And do we see, and I see Mr. Aldrich. And I believe this was also deferred from the 14th. Mr. Aldrich, if you want to give us an update on this project, and then we can go through board comments.
Yes, Madam Chair. My name is Tim Aldrich with Aldrich Land Surveying, agent for Las Ventanas, New Mexico. And we're proposing a relocation of interior lot lines on 5 lots of Villa Loma Estates. I think we've gone through most of the work. I had emailed to Dave, Mr. Gutierrez, a detail of the as-built of the water lines that he had asked for yesterday. And you can, I don't know if you had a chance to look at that, David, but I also emailed another detail this morning that just shows the existing buildings being constructed. I don't know if you got that, Jay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I got the depiction pulled up of the existing water lines that you sent me this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? If there are, please raise your hand or let us know. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority.
It's David Gutierrez of the Water Authority. Yes, the previous comments, I did want to verify where the lines were and show the existing easements adjacent to the site as well. I have not had a chance to review it, your email yet. Jay has it in front of me, but I don't see anything labeled on it. I know it's noted in your email, so I'm trying to look at it, but I'll need a little bit of time to take a look. And I didn't see the plat showing the adjacent easements either. I would like to see those on there, and just to ensure we have proper easements and with those line spots on there as well.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Tim, is this the plat that David's referring to?
No, that's the site plan.
I'm just going through what you sent me this morning, and I distributed to the DRB.
Can you go to the plat, the PR 2020-00045 to the left? Okay, Mr. Gutierrez, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. As you can see on the, you can see all the existing easements on the site are shown on the plat presently, and they're all labeled. I don't know how else we can depict the easements.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I did want to see the adjacent easements to the site to the west as well on this plat, so I could verify the existing easements for the water lines. Because a nine-foot easement for the large water line there is typically not adequate, and you did show like an access easement. I just wanted to make sure we had adequate easements there.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, Mr. Gutierrez, this entire area here to here, as it's labeled up here, that is all easement. The total waterline easement goes from where my arrow is all the way to here. It's a compilation of this 20, I think it's 25 foot wide, 9 foot and 6 foot.
This is David. I can't see your screen. I think Jay is the one showing his screen, but I'm not clear, but I did see the only easement I saw for water infrastructure is a 9 foot easement. So if you can clarify what the easement's for, that would help, because you did just call it an access easement on the adjacent lot.
Sorry to interrupt. This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Aldrich, you have the ability to share your screen if you would like.
Okay. See, I just go into the share screen mode, right?
Yeah. And then it should give you the options of your screens, and then pick the one that you want shown and hit share screen.
Madam Chair, could you enable screen sharing on my other?
On your other.
The Aldrich one?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on just a sec. I need to find that one. Okay, this is Maggie Gould. Mr. Aldrich, go ahead and try that now.
Okay. Let's see. Bear with me for just a second, please.
Sure.
Is this a drag and drop, Jay?
So when you hit that share screen icon at the bottom, It should pop up.
Whatever's on your screen.
Whatever is on your screen, and you just, if you have multiple screens open, you just click on the thing you want to share.
Okay, is that it there?
We're not seeing anything yet.
There it is. Is this it?
There you go.
It's coming up.
Okay.
It's loading.
Sometimes it takes a little while.
Okay. I was hoping we could go to, this is sheet one. It's all in one thing. Okay, so.
We can't see it yet.
We're still not seeing anything yet.
Okay.
Still coming up.
Is that working?
No. I wonder. Yeah.
Madam Chair, this is Shahabi. As a Tim, have you emailed this to us before, or is this something that we have, or if you want to email it to Jay, and Jay might be to. You know, that might be faster if you want to have, you know, send email to Jay and have Jay bring it up.
Yeah, I can bring it up, Tim.
Okay.
Can you bring up the plat, the third sheet of the plat?
Yeah, sure. Tim, you have to go ahead and stop sharing your screen, though.
Okay.
Well, I can overrule him, but.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Just give me 1 second here. I got to pull it up. I don't believe this is Jay Rodenbeck. Tim, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe we received a revised plat on the latest submittal. This is from October the 14th.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. The plat hasn't changed.
Yeah, okay. I'm just confirming that.
Okay, that last sheet, if you would.
Right here?
Right here. Yeah. Yes, sir. Can you zoom in just a little bit more? There we go. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. Mr. Gutierrez, this easement one, that's a joint access easement, but that is also City of Albuquerque tract. That was what the City of Albuquerque built the water lines for Kiva Reservoir through that easement at the time, and that's what's been used as a easement for the water lines when it was originally, before this was predated Burnley Oak, the Water Authority.
Okay. So this is David again. So the existing 9-foot PUE, is it those are typically for dry utilities. I mean, our water line, so we have a 3-foot water line easement for our water line centered on that easement is what I'm kind of trying to make sense of based on the other exhibit you sent me. That PUE is for dry utilities typically, right? So I'm trying to make sure we have adequate easement for the water line. That's all I'm trying to do. And from just looking at it, it doesn't seem that's so. But you did say the easement one. I'm having a hard time reading it. But existing 20-foot access easement for the joint use and benefit of the lots So it does spell out access easement. It doesn't state anything for water lines or sewer lines. So if the language is different on the information you have, please clarify that. I just want to ensure that the easement is for, that we have adequate easement for all those water lines. That's all I'm asking. And if not, we'll need to grant some.
Mr. Gutierrez, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. So easement one, easement two, and the other easement three, which is a 6-foot water authority easement. All the water lines within those easements have been previously as built, dedicated, and granted, and those lines have been accepted. These were all done quite some time ago. We're not affecting any of those, and those water lines have been in there for the ones for Kiva Reservoir, which are in easement one and two, have been there for a good 25 years.
Right.
So what you're saying is you want us to grant more. We can't grant an easement on the land we don't own, which is easement one. City of Albuquerque owns that.
Right. And I'm asking for the affected platted area. If there's, I think easement two is the one bordering that, right? So,
And you're correct in that it is a public utility easement, but it's public utilities for public utilities and dry utilities. They're both, everything is in these easements. There's conduits for electric, conduits for telephone, for the, not for the site, but for the Kiva Reservoir.
Right, and when I read PUE, that's typically for New Mexico Gas. Again, this is David. New Mexico Gas, you know, PNM dry utilities, and not typically for water authority, public water and sewer. So I just want clarification. And if that's true, I would like a water line easement on the platted area that is overlapping.
Okay, we can do that. I can't change anything on the outside of our platted area though.
Right.
So you want us to go through, this is already a water authority. So this strip right here, that's 4.5 feet wide, do you want us to grant that for, as a water authority easement?
If that's necessary, and if easement two is, if easement two, you know, clarifies that there is use for water, the water line in there, if it's intended for that, I'm fine with that, but I just don't know what's spelled out in that easement. And that's all I was asking for clarification on that. And if it doesn't, then yes, I would request that you grant additional easement on that.
Mr. Gutierrez, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. Okay, so just to clarify here, the subdivision property line, which is the west line of the 9-foot easement, that's the edge of Mr. Rodenbeck, can you go back to the next second page, please? Okay, so you can see this darker line in here. This is the subdivision line. That's the edge of what is tract one, which I have labeled over here with an asterisk. Okay. And tract one is all, the entire tract one is a water authority easement. So it's, you're covered on everything already.
So, okay, tract one.
Tract 1A, right over here.
I'm trying to see, do you see that, Jay? Can you guide me here? I don't see tract one.
Tract 1A. It's right here, Jay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. It's right here, David.
No, oh. No, not that.
No.
Well, that's lot one.
Over here to the left.
Left top, above that second spreadsheet.
Yeah, so you
go in the boundary data.
Can you zoom in a little bit more, Mr. Rodenbeck? Okay, see these asterisks right here?
To the left.
Yeah, right. See this? So that is all, here's the note over here to the side, tract 1A. By the asterisk, all of this area around and through here is all tract 1A, which is, if you go to the sheet three, Mr. Rodenbeck, sorry. If you go to sheet three, you can see let's see, right here on this note here, the first blanket note states that Tract 1A is water authority easement, sanitary sewer and water easement.
Yeah. Can you zoom into that right there, Johannes, Jay?
Right. It's right here. Common area, and it's Albuquerque, Burnley County, water, literally, water and sanitary sewer easement.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, tract 1 and 1A, the east border of that is at the edge of the PUE, the eastern edge of the PUE, is that correct?
Western edge of the PUE, so it encompasses okay. all the easements.
Okay, so the PUE, there's a break between the PUE is the break between that then. So we don't have easement along that PUE. Is that a correct assumption?
You do have easement. Everything that's not, there's an easement for you on everything that's not on the actual lots. And then you also have the easements going through the lots. So there's a blanket easement on all the subdivision outside of the lots that covers all your water lines.
This is Shahab Biazar. Jay, can you pan up a little bit to, I was going to look at note number 2 and 3. Okay, yeah, hold right there is good.
Okay.
So I think I understand what David is asking for again. This is Shahab Biazar. So when you look at note number 2 and 3, 2 is a public utility easement. So I think David is right. There's a gap between where your note number 3 is that 6-foot water utility easement, and there's a little strip that it's outside track 1A that doesn't have a water utility easement. So basically, you just need to grant a water utility easement just that for that little strip.
Mr. Biazar, can I? Tim Aldrich Land Surveying. There is no gap, Mr. Biazar. Can Mr. Rodenbeck bring up the colored document I sent last night? Okay. Can you bring up the other one that's not crosshatched? I'm sorry. Okay. Can you zoom in on that, please? Okay, Mr. Biazar. So, Tract 1A, see where my arrow is on this dashed line right here. That's the western edge of the 9-foot public utility easement.
So this is Maggie Gold. I'm sorry, Mr. Aldrich. Can you do by color or line weight or something? Because we can't see your arrow.
Okay. So the red dashed lines are the edges of the easement. The magenta lines are the lot lines of the buildings. Everything that's not in there, everything else is tract 1A, which is an overall common area, which is all water authority easement.
So from this is David from the let's call this the left red line dash line all the way to the most right dash line is tract 1.
All the way over to the all the way across past the lots that we're doing, past the L-shaped buildings, all that open space, all that's tract 1A.
So there's a blanket easement over the entire thing, including the small tracts that you're platting as well?
It's everything around, everything but the small tracts.
Okay.
And the small tracts have the PUE, the 9-foot PUE, which was intended for both water, sewer, and dry utilities, and the 6-foot water authority easement, which came at a later date when the water authority was around.
Okay, so just to be clear, I think we're still missing that portion of waterline easement. Perhaps we can have a discussion outside of DRB to go over it. And we can maybe share some screens, but I still think that we're missing a little bit of easement. I would like to connect that on your platted area, which are those tracks. I don't have the tracks in front of me, but.
Excuse me, Mr. Gutierrez. There's, yes, sir. there is no gap. There is easement on all the water lines. There's no mist. There's no mist. I know this is really, it's really a confusing drawing because of all the, there's so many easements and so many water lines, but I'd be glad to share, I'd be glad to meet outside of DRB to discuss this. But I would like to remind you, Mr. Gutierrez, that all these lines have already been accepted by the Water Authority prior to this platting action.
Right.
They've already been as-built and everything else.
Right. I think I just need a clarification. This is David again. If I'm having confusion, I don't want it to be confusing in the future when we review this. So if you could just clarify it, and we can maybe discuss it outside of DRB, since maybe there's a communication gap without, you know, being able to talk one-on-one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any, Madam Chair, is there any way that once we go through this, this can get delegated then?
This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Aldridge, let's go through board comments and see where we are at the end of board comments, and then we can discuss delegation versus deferral.
Okay.
Okay. Code enforcement?
This is Carl Garcia with code enforcement. After some intense research on this project, some information was discovered that needs to be discussed with the zoning enforcement officer. And that should be discussed this afternoon. So that's the information I have right now. So we won't be able to move forward with this until we discuss this with the CEO.
Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. This is brand new information that hasn't been shared with me before?
Correct. And Madam Chair, I don't know if it's appropriate to discuss that in this forum or if this should be discussed offline.
This is Maggie Gould. I think so, Mr. Garcia, I think the issue is that we don't have an answer yet. So I think it's fine to discuss the research that you did and what you found. I think the issue is that because we don't have a clear answer on how to proceed, we can only give information at this time. We can't give a clear path.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Madam Mr. Aldridge, would you like that information now? This is Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement.
Yes, I would, please.
So, Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement again. So, it was determined that there was a site plan. First off, we had a site plan was submitted to us, and it was blank. It did not have signatures. So, I researched the site plan. And the site plan was approved in 2007. So that site plan that was approved was valid for 7 years. So apparently the site plan was not built out in 2007. So it expired, and somehow an administrative amendment was approved in 2018. That administrative amendment apparently was approved in error. So at this point, we need to determine how to move forward with dimensional standards. And we do have somewhat of a path forward, but I need to discuss that with the zoning enforcement officer this afternoon, because right now we're at a standstill due to this information. And I'll take any questions, sir.
Mr. Garcia, Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. This is a really surprising information. I guess if there was an error in acceptance of that amendment, I guess that was an error made by the city is what I'm taking it in accepting that.
Correct, sir.
I would like to, well, the buildings are almost completed on this project. So how soon are we going to have a determination? I mean, we're trying to get this job done.
This is Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Like I stated prior, we need to discuss, this needs to be discussed with the CEO, and we have a meeting scheduled this afternoon. That's so hopefully we'll be able to get through these, the rest of these DRB hearings so that we can make that meeting this afternoon. So we understand the importance of this and the time, you know, the time element, and we are working diligently to come to a bottom line determination here. So that's where we're at right today, sir.
Okay. This is Meg Eagle. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Parks?
Right, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no additional comments, I was looking at the wrong one. Montgomery is a regional principal arterial, and which requires street trees upon development, but we have no objection to the current request.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no comments at this time, but may, depending on the outcome of the meeting with the CEO.
Thank you. And for planning, Jay, do you have any additional comments besides what Carl and I have discussed?
No, well, just standard plat comments, meaning that Tim needs to add the project and application numbers to the plat, we need utility and MAFCA signatures, and that's all we have. And I believe we have the DXF file, but if we don't have the approval email for a DXF file, we'll need that too.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. Mm-hmm. All the utility signatures and MAFCA are being processed right now. It's been approved by all of them, and I should have those by the end of this coming week.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. Thank you. So I guess the question on the table is probably for a combination of Mr. Garcia and Mr. Aldrich. So it looks like we need another deferral. Are we looking at a deferral of 1 week, or are we looking at a deferral? So I guess it's November 4th or November 18th.
November 4th, ma'am. I think, Madam Chair, Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, I believe if I could possibly meet with Mr. Gutierrez tomorrow, and I think that'll clear up his questions on that he has concerning the waterline easements. And then I'm hoping that Mr. Garcia would have something else to complete that part of the process. Is that, do you think that's obtainable within a week? Because otherwise it's going to be 3 weeks, right?
Right. Yeah. Because we don't meet on November 11th. This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Gutierrez, will you have time to discuss these easements with Mr. Aldrich so that we could do a deferral to the 4th, or will we need more time?
This is David with the Water Authority. I think I have time. Okay. Either later this afternoon, depending on DRB goes, or tomorrow, first thing, That's okay with you, Tim.
David, yes, that'd be great. I'm available anytime. Just if you shoot me an email, I will. I'll go ahead and prepare a more detailed exhibit to share with you when we talk.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Then, is there a motion to defer item 12 to the November 4th meeting of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Smart. I move to defer item 12 to November 4th.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I second.
Okay, excellent. Please vote if you are in favor of deferring item number 12, PR 2020-004539, SD 2020-0169, to the meeting of November 4th. Roll call vote, please.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Okay, there is a consensus vote to defer item number 12, project PR 2020-004539, SD 2020-00169, to the meeting of November 4th. Thank you. And it is now 1:36. I'm sorry, yes, go ahead, Mr. Aldrich.
May I ask one quick question of Mr. Garcia?
Super quick.
Mr. Garcia, will you be in touch with me then?
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Would the board like to take a break or would the board like to continue?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to take a break till 2 o'clock.
Okay, it is 1:37 now. So we have a motion to take a break. Do we have a second?
This is Jean Wolfenberger. I second the motion.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
You're on mute, David.
Oh, sorry about that. I missed it. David Katerse, Water 30, I approve.
Carl Garcia, with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
All right, Sarmiento, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approove.
This is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. Okay, we are adjourned until 2 p.m.